This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions, powered by Riverland Roofing. I am Billy Embody. Thanks for listening on this Monday, if you're getting to this. It has been quite the weekend for me, both professionally, I feel like on the site has been awesome, but personally, I underwent my first ever surgery, and everything went well. I had some hernias repaired. They found a third one in there, so three's a party, I think, is what they say. But am just getting back to my full self and very gingerly and slowly moving around the house after all of it. So did want to get you guys this podcast. It just took me a minute to kind of get the energy to get this podcast. My throat's been sore from the breathing tube, so just brutal. That's TMI. You guys are here for the most recruiting info, though, so we're going to give that to you on Talk of Champions. We had a huge weekend at the Ole Miss Spirit, and Riverland Roofing powers everything we do on Talk of Champions. And there, give them a call, 662-644-4297. Really excited about some things coming up. We just booked our trip to SEC Media Days. We're going to be live on location from Radio Row, so really excited about that during that week. But look, it is a huge time of year, and there's no better place to be than the Ole Miss Spirit. You can join for just a dollar, omspirit.com. We're part of On3. Got a lot of information on the site when it comes to the recruiting weekend that Ole Miss just had, and double-digit official visitors on campus. They had a huge commitment back on campus in Isaiah Williams, the number one linebacker in the country. We'll talk about that in just a moment as it relates to the overall linebacking room that Pete Golding is going after this cycle. But let's go ahead and dive into, you know, kind of a overall weekend recap here for you guys, as Ole Miss hosted some of their top targets, hosted some of their, I would say, most highly competitive targets that they're recruiting in this class when it comes to the overall landscape of who they're battling for these prospects. And so there's a lot to get to, so bear with me. But before we go into this weekend, I do think it's important for me to jog all the way back to last week. And we had a really fun time at the Ole Miss 7-on-7 and offensive line, defensive line camp. It was a great, great week out there in Oxford. Spent, got in front of like some key people and things like that for me, as far as, you know, work. And Ben obviously capped it off with the celebrity softball game. Poor red truck of his took it on the chin out there. But we haven't gotten to talk about that O-line, D-line camp. We haven't gotten to talk about 7-on-7. We have a lot to get to on that front too. And it's all good things, because Ole Miss has, since we last spoke, they flipped a key target from Wisconsin. They landed a massive addition to the 2027 class. They had Tristan Keyes on campus. They had some other top talent on campus. So this podcast hopefully is going to kind of run you guys back to all these things. I'm going to try to keep things relatively short, because I don't know how long I'm going to hold up. So I will just kind of run through things. I've got a bunch of notes over the last week, so let's dive on in. Let's lead off with the big news of really the last week and a half. And this is not that Tristan Keyes made it to Ole Miss and and competed with his high school football team in their 7-on-7 tournament. I mean, Tristan's just kind of one of those guys. He's going to do that. He's going to do that regardless of where Ole Miss stands for him, regardless of how close Ole Miss is with him. And it, at the same time, it was big to see him there and get a chance to chat with him, because he doesn't really do the whole media thing too often. And I got a chance to talk with him on the record. We got a story up at the Ole Miss Spirit. Make sure you check it out. It's still on there. But it was a good opportunity for me to get a chance to obviously get a feel for where he is with Ole Miss. Because if you're tracking this one, Tristan Keyes, 5-star wide receiver, number one wide receiver in the country. He's out of Hattiesburg High. He is committed to LSU. He has said publicly it's going to be hard to flip him from LSU, but he's also taken a bunch of official visits. He was just at A&M. He's been to Miami. He does have Auburn scheduled and is on that visit currently right now, and has Tennessee involved, Alabama, a couple other programs there in the mix. But Ole Miss is one where he told me that, you know, it's not really a big deal if he doesn't have an official visit scheduled. But at the same time, he is working on scheduling an official visit. It's just a matter of when that visit could happen. Will it be in the summer at some point? Will it be in the fall, like Caleb Cunningham, another elite prospect in-state that flipped to Ole Miss last year from Alabama? When will this official visit be? And for Ole Miss, on their side of things, I don't want to say they don't care, but they don't care when that official visit is. You want to get him on campus whenever his schedule allows, whenever he feels like coming through. And at some point in this recruitment, and here's what his mother said, he's still with LSU right now. Hopefully he will stay, but he's having the door open. He's young, and we want him to explore. So that tells me this thing is not going to be over anytime soon. There are going to be plenty of programs that push for Tristan Keyes, push to flip him from LSU, and LSU is going to have certainly their hands full keeping him committed, as you would expect with a prospect of this magnitude. But I look at, you know, Ole Miss as a program that just wants to hang around, see what happens over the course of the fall, and go from there, because these recruitments in with some of these prospects just don't start until too late in the process. You don't want to see them necessarily, you know, commit so early and all of those things, and then you lose your momentum late and you end up, you know, not landing the prospect. And Ole Miss is hoping to just continue to keep Tristan Keyes as a part of the group that they're heavily recruiting, they're heavily after. And I think they're going to be right there for him when it's time for him to make that final decision. And, you know, over the last week or so, I've gotten a chance to really kind of dig around on these in-state wide receivers Ole Miss is after. And Tristan Keyes is one. Jace Matthews out of Greene County is one who sits in 5-star range on 3. He's already taken an Ole Miss official visit. Auburn's in the mix there. There's some other programs hanging around like Texas A&M, Miami, Colorado. But Ole Miss will have a very good chance at Jace Matthews. It's just a matter of, can they overcome an Auburn who's, you know, when you're kind of recruiting, you know, some of these 5-star guys, it's just a matter of, especially with rev share, who ends up making them a priority at the end when it comes time to make those final decisions. And it's a hard thing. You know, people always talk about how college football has become free agency, and it's in part true, but recruiting is now the point where you're acquiring those quote unquote free agents. And a school could say, hey, you're my number one guy, you're top of the board, you're my favorite prospect. Well, if that is the case, then your rev share opportunity at that school should be the best out of the wide receivers, in this case, that are being recruited by that school. And other programs who then say, hey, you're my number one guy, might make a more attractive offer. And then you've got to weigh that with offense, you've got to weigh that with coaches, you've got to weigh that with location and all the other things in recruiting that you know, prospects weigh day in, day out, like we've followed for years. So that's where it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with Tristan Keys and Jace Matthews, two guys that are five stars if the rankings ended today. And then you have Xavier McDonald, who was just at Ole Miss on his official visit, and things went very well there from what I understand. And Ole Miss wide receivers coach George McDonald was tweeting out about McDonald's over the weekend, so you can certainly guess and connect the dots on what that was about. Talking with sources, Ole Miss feels good there. We have an update on him and kind of his next steps. He's going to be at LSU this coming weekend. He's going to be at Florida the week after that. And, you know, then it'll kind of be time for him to make a decision. And if that's the case, you know, you've got to be, you know, ready to go for Ole Miss. And I think he's somebody that the Rebels are going to end up getting, from what my sources are saying, kind of my feeling talking to Xavier and just trying to dig around on that. But if you get Xavier McDonald, then you can shoot for Tristan Keys and Jace Matthews. But if you come away with one of the two, then you're sitting in a great position. You've had Tristan Keys or Jace Matthews. Hopefully you get both if you're Ole Miss. But then you'd have Xavier McDonald. You'd have Corey Barber. You'd have a really, really stout wide receiver class for this program, and Jamison Powell. So that's kind of what you're pushing for here if you're Ole Miss, is to get that across the finish line. So that kind of gives you guys a little bit of a rundown on the wide receiver core, you know, for Ole Miss, and kind of where things are headed in that direction. It is all of a sudden really whittled down to a handful of wide receivers. Tylan Fortune isn't going to take an Ole Miss official visit. It sounds like the Rebels like who they're after, like where they're at with those guys, and they're going to stay after those prospects. Cohen Brown commits to Texas. He was supposed to take an Ole Miss official. And outside of that, it's kind of it, unless I'm forgetting someone right off the top. You know, Julius Mathis is a tight end. You know, we haven't seen Zion Cotton set an official visit. I don't think, you know, Ole Miss is really pressing there at this point. So they've got their guys they're after, and we'll see how it pans out for the Rebels. Before we go back to a couple of key defensive line additions that Ole Miss reeled in last week, I do want to remind you guys as well about our friend Andy Ludeke and My Perfect Franchise. Make sure you reach out to Andy Ludeke today and reach out to him and just talk about the franchise process and see what franchise might work for you. There's home base, there's non-home base service, there's outbound sales requirements, there's all sorts of different areas of the franchise world that he can walk you through, and he can find the best fit for you. And I think that's important, because so many people, when they try to go down this route, have different financial requirements or have different goals in mind when you pursue a franchise. And Andy Ludeke is a free franchise consultant, and you can find him at myperfectfranchise.net or give him a call, 404-973-9901 today, and he'll hook you up with that free advice, free consultation, and work you through all those things on the franchise world. So, Randall Joyner is always going after franchise type players. It seems like every single prospect, whether they look like a franchise type player or they're rated as a franchise type player, that's what he goes after. And last week he landed somebody who certainly looks like a franchise type player in Carmelo Reed out of the Midwest up there, Rich Township, and just south of Chicago in Richton Park. And he is one of the more intriguing prospects in the entire class that they're after, in my opinion. And he's about 6'7", 250 pounds is what he's listed as. And he really has a chance to be, I think, this truly like breakout type of player in the fall as a senior. They flipped him from Wisconsin. And we were tracking this one really closely as the official visit wrapped up. We kind of got a good feel for this one coming together, but he officially visited that first weekend of June, the May 30th weekend. And the interesting thing about Carmelo is that he is so raw. He's just scratching the surface of what he can be. And I think that's where Randall Joyner is really excited for him. They steadily recruited him. They got him on campus for that official, and he opted to go ahead and flip. He is a sleeper by the ranking system, but he's also somebody that, you know, has a chance to be highly, highly rated by the end of it all, in my opinion. I mean, he really does have that type of you know, performance ability when he's on to be a four-star or above type of prospect. And this is a really good pickup off the edge. He can play either edge spot. He can maybe grow into being, you know, a five tech, maybe even a three tech, but he just has the physicality you want. And he is a great kid. Talking with him about his commitment, he had told me about it and just said, "Hey, I'm gonna do my thing here pretty soon." And just really, really was so nice. And I know he comes from an interesting background, just doesn't come from much. And when guys have great attitudes and, you know, compliments their ability on the football field, it makes you want to root for them. So I did want to bring him up. And truthfully, since surgery, I don't remember if we talked about it or not, but there's that jog your memory back in case you missed that or in case I missed it. But the big news was Jamarcus Pittman, the big four-star defensive lineman out of Memphis, announcing his commitment to Ole Miss Friday night. And this is one that we had kind of heard about that was in the works, and the Rebels were after him. And he camped on Wednesday at that O-line D-line camp. And for those of you that are at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, you saw me post a new on three RPM pick, and it was for Jamarcus Pittman. And he was set to go drive up to Ohio State and go do all these other visits and all of these things. And Ole Miss impressed him enough where he said, "You know what? I'm going to shut this down. I'm going to make this decision and make this commitment." So it was a really nice land for Randall Joyner to get somebody as highly ranked as Jamarcus Pittman this early. He's on the cusp of being a top 100 prospect, number five defensive tackle in the country, according to the On3 industry ranking. And he's got so many programs after him. You know, Georgia's offered him. Bunch of other programs have jumped into the mix this spring. He's out of Memphis Mays Mays School, which is Memphis Academy of Science and Engineering. And, they won a state championship this year. They're really on the rise and all of those things. And this was a big target. And, you know, the Rebels are not done. You know, they're working on Ben Jarvis Schumacher, the other highly touted in-state 2027 defensive lineman who was also at camp. He's a top 50 prospect on three.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
But I do want to get us on track here with this official visit recap. So that those are kind of the huge takeaways from 7-on-7 and O-line, D-line camp. And one other piece too. Jaden Curtis, the son of former Rebel basketball player Dwayne Curtis, did pick up an offer from O-line, D-line camp last week as well. He's now scheduled an official visit. So again, make sure you subscribe to the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. For more on that, that's a big new target for Randall Joyner that they're going to push for here over the coming weeks and get a really nice camp showing. So, but before we get back into the official visit side of things, do want to remind you guys as well about our friends at Status Jet, statusjet.com. Make sure you reach out to them today to plan your 4th of July vacation, start planning your Ole Miss football travels, and get a group together and make it the trip of a lifetime. So, StatusJet will give you a discount on your round-trip flight when you talk with them and mention the Ole Miss Spirit. And just mention, hey, listening to Billy and Ben or the Ole Miss Spirit crew, they said we've got a discount, or mention just the Ole Miss Spirit, and they'll hook you up with that discount. They'll get you into the right plane, the right travel plans, and they'll help you make it the experience of a lifetime. So we appreciate our friends at StatusJet for their support. Ole Miss flew in some superstars who they probably wish they could have flown in private for these big visits. And I want to start in the trenches, or keep on in the trenches, I suppose, as Ole Miss brought in two of their top defensive line targets in the class of 2026. One of them, of course, Ole Miss legacy Deuce Geralds, one of the top defensive linemen in the entire country, was in town. And this one continues for me to be an Ohio State-Ole Miss battle. LSU's hanging around. I believe Miami is hanging around in this one as another one. Michigan has gotten an official visit scheduled late. Oregon. So there's a bunch of different programs that have been kind of linked to this recruitment in the past. But for Deuce Geralds, I think this is an Ohio State-Ole Miss battle. And I'm looking forward to seeing this one come to a close whenever it does, because obviously it's one of those really – important recruiting battles for Ole Miss to win from a perception. And perception is not everything, but you got to land Davern Gerald's son, right? And so that's a big opportunity for Ole Miss to get him across the finish line, and they're going to keep working on him and trying to get that one done. He will visit Ohio State in a bit. He'll visit some of these other programs, but Ole Miss, I think, has teed itself up well with Deuce Geralds, as they did with Danny Beal. And talking with a source in Arkansas, as Danny Beal is the number one player in Arkansas, Ole Miss sits in a good spot here. Missouri is challenging. They get the last official visit. Oklahoma State, so, you know, believe it or not, really impressed with their official visit back in, I believe, April. But keep an eye on the Rebels here. We've said it for a while. He's visited Ole Miss a bunch. We will see, obviously, how this one plays out. But he is a big, 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 big target for Randall Joyner. He could be the nose tackle of the future for this defense. And he can be somebody that really, for the Rebels, you know, comes into that role. And I don't know if he'll play right away, but in that year two, you'd expect him to be, you know, a very big contributor on that D line, I think, in my opinion, just looking at kind of him as a prospect and kind of knowing what they feel about him. So those were the two true defensive tackles that they had on campus. They also had Landon Barnes, four-star edge prospect on campus out of Duncanville High School. Haven't gotten a chance to catch up with him, so stay tuned for that. He is one, though, that in talking with a couple sources, they believe that he'll still take his official visits and do all that. He's got Georgia. He's got Ohio State as well to round things out this month. And so that'll be kind of a last sprint for him. And then he'll make a decision before his senior year, I would imagine. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that. But things went well with Landon Barnes, just kind of talking with sources overall. And flipping sides to the offensive line, Bryson Cooley, who really has kind of, I would say, fallen off a little bit as far as like how much we talk about him. And I think partly because Emmanuel Tucker, who we'll kind of round things up with here, two other additional notes that aren't official visit weekend related, so to speak. We'll finish up with those two if I keep my memory about me. But Bryson Cooley is a big interior offensive lineman. He's an in-state guy that they really like in a way, like just as a true interior guy, doesn't give you much position versatility, but he really raved about this visit and it kind of surprised me. So I'm maybe moving him towards a little bit more, like keep an eye on him, see what happens. I don't know if they'll, you know, from an NIL perspective, go all out and things like that, but he seemed to have a really nice time. So we're keeping an eye on Bryson Cooley. But one prospect that Ole Miss really, really wants for sure, Dalton Toothman, is a really intriguing prospect who I think it really got a good look at John Garrison and got to spend more time with him. And I think that was imperative in his recruiting process. Now, Auburn's right there for him. I think there are a couple other schools hanging around. He's now scheduled a Florida State official. He does have a Mississippi State official still left to be, you know, played out. But most people think it's Auburn, Ole Miss right now. But he did tell me, you know, that Mississippi State and obviously Florida State got official visits coming. Clemson's got one coming or had one already. So he is a big, big boy at offense tackle out of Van Cleve, Mississippi. Huge target for the Rebels. I think this one comes down to Auburn, Ole Miss. I'm not sure which way it goes right now, but it seemed like to me, for a kid who grew up as an Ole Miss fan, that he got a really good look at John Garrison away from the field. And I think that maybe made an impact here. So we'll see if my gut's right or wrong on that. But I think Ole Miss did what they needed to as far as that official visit weekend goes. And then he'll sit down over the course of the post-visit, you know, buzz in late June or July and make a decision from there. Ole Miss did host two Alabama flip targets. One is Chris Booker, the four-star offensive tackle from the Atlanta area. And then they also hosted Zion Gibson, one of the best cornerbacks in the country. This is where, and it's kind of, I hate it in a sense because I wish I could just say, oh yeah, this is how it is or this is how it's not. But when you look at these two prospects, who one being from Atlanta, you almost feel okay, a little bit better about that. Him not being in state for Alabama. But talking with a couple sources since Chris and Zion haven't really caught up with me just yet, and I haven't been able to get them on the phone, most people feel like when you bring in some of these flip targets, you have to be okay with them not giving you a decision right then and there. And you can get your Carmelo Reed, of course, and that one, you know, panned out very, very well. But there are also some that you say, hey, we just want a chance to get to the table, have you in town, get you and your family around this program and pitch our best stuff. And that's what they did with Chris Booker. That's what they did with Zion Gibson. They really like both of them. They've been trying to get Zion Gibson on campus forever. They've been trying to get Chris Booker on campus since, of course, they offered him. I think they offered him in the spring. It's kind of been a newer-ish development. But when you look at those two guys, now you have to weather the storm of Zion Gibson having an Alabama official visit at the end of the month, Chris Booker having an Alabama official visit at the end of the month. So those are still things that are left to be played out and will have to be things that we you know, keep an eye on and see if those things do come together, rather than if, you know, rather than the traditional just automatically, you know, flipping them and things going that well that, you know, you immediately have them in your class and all of those things. So that's the hard thing on those flip targets. And you know, some folks around the program kind of mentioned that to me as far as, hey, you don't bring them in and think, okay, all right, this is it. We're going to flip them right away. But you got to be patient in today's world of recruiting. And we'll talk about why in just a second as we kind of close things out as well. But do want to remind you guys as well about our friends at College Corner. We appreciate their crew and all they do for us at the Ole Miss Spirit. So make sure you head over to their site. Use the link in our bio, please, or in the episode description, because it helps us track it. But make sure you head over to their website or their locations in Ridgeland, Flowood, and the Oxford Commons. I was just over there last week, stayed over there. Great spot, great location. Went in the store, checked some things out. They've got so much good stuff out there now. They've got some good sale items and things you can get before Ole Miss football ramps up again this fall. It's time to assemble your wardrobe for the fall, gentlemen, ladies, kids, all of those out there. Make sure you do that with our friends at College Corner today. So we appreciate their support of the Ole Miss Spirit and Talk of Champions. Subscribe for just $1 to talk to the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. All right, couple more things going down my list of prospects. There's a big storyline, I think, out of this weekend, and it's the developments with the linebacking room. And we said the number one linebacker in the country, Isaiah Williams, an Ole Miss commit, would be back in town. Sure enough, there he was. Came back to Oxford, huge deal to get him back. Other programs are trying to get him on campus. Other programs are trying to flip him. Florida's still coming after him, but good sign for him to get back to town. Then they had Anthony Davis, four-star linebacker out of Loganville Grayson, who swung through campus for his official visit. The Rebels have been surging here, and they've also been surging with Noah LaVallee from Marietta, Georgia. He goes to Walton High School, a big powerhouse there. But I think Ole Miss has done really well with both of those linebackers, Noah and Ant. I think Anthony is somebody to keep an eye on with the Rebels, and I kind of think they've emerged as a favorite here. Chad Simmons, our Georgia high school recruiting guru legend out there in the Peach State, has been kind of banging that drum that the Rebels are doing a really good job with Anthony Davis. And I actually chatted with him on the phone for the first time since, you know, kind of covering his recruitment, and we just hadn't caught up. He hadn't, you know, been available or hadn't responded, and that happens sometimes. And eventually, you know, my call got through, and the last thing he said was hottie toddy. So we'll see if that is a sign of things to come. He does have an Alabama official visit coming. He's already taken an Auburn official visit, and he has also added, I think, a Michigan official visit. So we will see how those play out, but I really like where they have teed themselves up with Ant Davis in this one. Pete Golding's done a really nice job. And then Noah LaVallee visits Florida State, where his brother does play for the Seminoles right now. So that is something to keep an eye on next week as he goes there or this coming weekend to see the Seminoles. But we'll keep a close eye on how that one plays out. And, you know, if the Rebels can get that one across the finish line as well. And if they get all three of those, you're looking at a really solid linebacking core that Pete Golding's assembled, and that's all you can ask for. All right, let's wrap up with two prospects that Ole Miss is going to have to play the long game for. And, of course, remind you guys about our friends at Riverland Roofing as well. Give them a call. Riverland Roofing today. They power everything we do at the Ole Miss Spirit, 662-644-4297. But two prospects that are at the top of mind for the long game are two in-state prospects, and for very different reasons. Well, Corey Wells, the big defensive tackle out of the state of Mississippi, one of them, did go ahead and committed to Texas this weekend. He actually announced this decision shortly before I was jumping on the podcast, and I was like, all right, well, we got to talk about it. Well, Corey Wells, I mean, I love him. Yeah, like as a prospect, I was kind of banging the drum pretty early this spring on him, and Ole Miss had started recruiting him, and I saw him at Under Armour in New Orleans, and they just don't make guys that look like Corey Wells. He just looks the part of an SEC defensive lineman. And, Ole Miss really picked things up, and he took his official visit earlier this month, the first weekend. He was then at Auburn, and he's got a Mississippi State official visit scheduled for later this month. And then he tossed in a Texas official. Now he's committed to Texas. He didn't even post a commitment graphic. So we'll see how this one plays out, but Ole Miss is not going to give up. This is a prospect that they really felt like they were in good position for early on. Early on this month, and that things were trending in the right direction. So it's on them to get it back in the right direction. I think they will, in terms of playing the long game and putting everything in order that they need to put in order to get a guy like that who is committed to a program like Texas. And we'll be following it for you at the Ole Miss Spirit. That is what we do. So Corey Wells does commit to Texas. And right now, I would say that Emmanuel Tucker is probably going to end up committing to LSU on Friday. But again, long game here for Ole Miss. They're not going to necessarily sweat that in a sense or think that it is over. But it's not a great sign. LSU has been recruiting him behind the scenes for a while now, and they've been putting in the work to get it to this point, which is, of course, concerning. But New Albany's right there. You heard Ben Garrett talk about it earlier this morning about Emmanuel Tucker, so I don't want to bore you with a rehash, but Ole Miss is not going to give up there either. And that is the interesting thing when it comes to recruiting these days is you can't give up, you can't stop, and recruiting never sleeps. So we don't sleep with the Ole Miss Spirit when it comes to recruiting coverage, and we hope you guys who have been on the site with us enjoy all the coverage we dish out on the recruiting front. And a lot more. So, hey, we're two official visit weekends down. We got two more to go. There's also a big official visitor on campus right now for Ole Miss. So make sure you subscribe for just $1 for your first month. Check us out. And we will be back later this week with another edition of Talk of Champions. So hope you guys enjoyed this one and enjoyed all the coverage. See you bright and early at the Ole Miss Spirits. Make sure you're there for just $1. Join us over there. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody. This has been Talk of Champions. Shout out to Riverland Roofing, Status Jet, College Corner, My Perfect Franchise, and all of you guys supporting us at the Ole Miss Spirit. Catch you next time.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.